Today's scripture is Psalm chapter 37, verse 6. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 11,000 brain churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in the local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through satellites, and internet, and GCN viewers. This is Friday service, right before Christmas, and I would like to share the joy of Christmas with you. In the second half of this service, there will be a musical performance. I wish you a happy and spirit-filled Christmas and celebration of the birth of Jesus. Many people are working 5 days a week nowadays, and then starting from Friday evening, they enjoy their weekend drinking and shopping. Especially in December, which is the month of Christmas, we can easily find people, you know, going to year-end parties or dating. And Friday nights are painted by colorful flashlights. Yet, it's hard to find Jesus in Christmas season, though He is the main reason for Christmas. Because people do not know the true meaning of Christmas. They even say, Christmas is not the day only for Christians, but also a holiday for all the people, and they request to remove trees with the cross on its top. It's very similar to the days when Jesus was born. Just as John 1 verse 9 says, there was the true light which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. Jesus came as the light. Yet, Jesus was rejected. At John chapter 1 verse 22 says, He came to His own, and those who were His own did not receive Him. But you came to the church, which is the body of the Lord, the church of flashing Christmas tree lights. Or just like the Magi from the east who follow the moving star, or the shepherds, you know, who obey the direction of an angel to worship baby Jesus. Luke chapter 2 verses 10 and 11 says, But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord, who came to the world as the light, the joy and thanks may overflow tonight as we remember the meaning of Christmas. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, every Christmas we rejoice over the birth of Jesus. Why is it? It's because, in the end, Jesus fulfilled the law with love. Jesus reconciled us with God. In the days of the Old Testament, which was the era of the law, it was impossible to call God Father. Does it mean the law set the mankind apart from God? No way. The law was originally set for a good reason. God gave Israelites the law so that they could enjoy the privilege of being the people of God and receive its accompanying blessings. It's just as God promised in Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. But this law had become a heavy burden to most people when Jesus came. Its fundamental reason was that they violated the law seeking for their own benefit as they pleased. That is, they sought the attributes of the flesh. What if a child doesn't know the love of parents? He treats parents' advice or discipline as nagging and tries to ignore it. The more the people were stained by fleshly tributes and evil, the more burdensome keeping the law of God became, and His justice was felt rather than His love. In other words, the law was not a promise of blessing, but a standard to judgment them by sin, judge them by sin. Of course, there seldom were people like the parents of John the Baptist, Anna, the Simeon, who kept the law with their love for God. But most people, however, couldn't do so. The Pharisees, scribes, and the lawyers were the examples of such people. They might be the experts on the law, but they were ignorant of the love contained in the law. Due to the errors of their teaching, the people of the time drifted away from God. In such days of darkness, it was the Son of God who came to the earth as the light to shine in the world with the love of God. With the law, those lawyers caused the people to become distanced from God, but Jesus reconciled them with God by the same law. A clear example is found in John chapter 8. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and they asked Jesus a question. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say? Jesus then wrote down their sins on the ground and said, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. When they heard it, they began to depart one by one, and he alone was left with the woman. Jesus said to her, I do not condemn you either. Go, and from now on, sin no more. Sin no more. Our Lord forgave her and told her not to sin anymore. Many of you are like this. Since 2010, if you look back, our Father God and the Lord told you, do not sin anymore. However, you committed sin again and again, and there are so many people who got sick. And those people who got sick, you know, I feel sorry for them. I know about that sin well. So, when people are committing sin leading to death or diseases, and I can tell you what kind of sin you commit if you got sick. You don't need to make an excuse. You cannot, you know, deceive God, right? Without sin leading to death, you cannot get that kind of disease. For over 40 years, I have watched people. I and my family, when we lived by the word of God, not a single disease hit on us. Not a single accident happened to us. We haven't faced any kind of disasters. Since I know that, it is the Word of God, and it's written in the Bible. If you don't commit sin, you don't face a disaster. Sin leading to death. Such diseases do not come to you without such a sin leading to death. I'm positive about it, so I can boldly proclaim. If you look back on yourself without error, then you can see you got sick because you committed sin. There is no coincidence. Sin leading to death and the terminal disease. No, they are not coincidence. The scribes and the Pharisees tried to judge her and condemn her in strict accordance of the law. It's just as Jesus said in Matthew 23:13, But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people. For you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. On the other hand, Jesus saved the woman with love, which is the original idea of the law, and led her to reconcile with God. This was the ministry of Jesus, who came to this earth and fulfilled the law with love. Brothers and sisters, there are some who misunderstand when we say that Jesus fulfilled the law with love. They say, since Jesus fulfilled the law with love, we don't need to be bound to the heavy burden of the law. But you should not misunderstand like this. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17, do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. The light brightens up the darkness. That is, the light reveals dirty and filthy things which are hidden in the darkness. Jesus, who came to earth as the light, revealed all the sins of the world clearly. He even drove out the money exchangers and those who were selling and buying things in the temple of God. He also strictly reprimanded them as hypocrites, calling them the brood of vipers. It is just as Psalms 37 verse 6 says, He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. The important thing is that Jesus revealed sins by the standard of justice, but that He solved the accompanying problems with love and sacrifice. So that you know, they could keep the law better. That is, those who understand the meaning of Jesus coming to this world as a light can work harder to keep the law and to keep the word of God. Yet, they do it not by fear, but with love. Brothers and sisters, let me now explain two things on how Jesus fulfilled the law with love. First, Jesus, who came to this world, paid the price on behalf of us. He paid the price of sin first. When we violated the law, He didn't say, the wage of sin is death, you must be punished for your sin. He didn't judge us or condemn us right away. He paid the price of sin for us so that we wouldn't be immediately be judged or punished. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 6 says, surely our griefs He Himself bore, and our sorrows He carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon Him, and by His scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on Him. Jesus didn't unconditionally forgive the woman who was caught in adultery. He didn't ignore the law of Moses who commanded us to stone such women. His forgiveness was invaluable forgiveness because He took her sin for her and died on the cross for her. He paid the price of her sin for her. Jesus Himself took the curse by His own body, the curse we cannot escape from as we violate the law. We stole things with our hands and feet. We hit or beat others, and we lived after the worldly pleasures. Yet, we could be forgiven. Why is that? The reason was that Jesus paid the price of our sin by being nailed through both his hands and feet. We judged and condemned others. We hated others. We had dirty and filthy thoughts. But when we repented, we are said to be blameless of the sin. Why is that? The reason was that Jesus put on such a dreadful thorny crown. When a child did something wrong, the parents of the child punished themselves because the child was too weak. Can we find such parents nowadays? Sometimes we see parents whose child committed a crime say, "I would like to pay the price of sin even by going to prison for my child," and they beg for forgiveness for him. Like these parents, Jesus paid the price of sin for us. Because Jesus paid the price of sin for us and begged God the Father for our forgiveness, we can now be deemed blameless. If no one had come to the world like Jesus who could sacrifice himself for us, we would now live our lives trembling in fear, out of shame for our sins. Or we would have been ignorant of our sin and eventually pay the price of sin ourselves. So I once again give thanks and glory to the Lord who came to us as the bright light, the light of warm love. Brothers and sisters, to fulfill the law with love, Jesus not only paid the price of sin for us, but he also filled up the justice to receive answer. After Adam sinned, this was also cursed. The suffering from poverty, diseases, and disasters were inevitable for mankind. But the Lord didn't say, "You are to blame because you committed sin. You deserve the suffering." While he was on this earth, he filled up justice for us so that we could receive answers for food, clothes, home, healing, and the desires of our hearts. What did he do to do so? To make us rich, he lived a life of poverty on our behalf. Those who used to experience the spiritual austerity can understand the suffering of no food. Say, you used to be very poor, and now you can manage your life. Then your enemy begs you to pay his debt for him. But if you pay the debt for him, you again have to live a poor life. Who in the world among you would willing to do it? But our Jesus willfully did it. Without any hesitation, he forsook all the glory of heaven. He was born in the body of man of this low world, and he was born in a shabby manger. He grew up in the family of a carpenter, together with other brothers. During his ministry, he had no place to lay his head, and he was hungry. What day is it today? What date? December 24th. Tomorrow, it's going to be 25th, right? 25th. It's going to be 6 full years since I started to fill up the justice. December 25th, 2010, I started. Till December 25th, 2016. 6 years in full tomorrow. I filled up justice for 6 years in full. I have no idea what will happen tomorrow. Would it be end? Or should I go a little bit further? I have to see. Since it's 6 years in fall, will it end and new era begin? Or will go on like this again? But thank you. You have kept this church and you worried about me and prayed for me for 6 years in fall. Never, ever. It wasn't short year. But as I live every day, you know, it's been 6 years in fall, and I'm grateful. For 6 years, I have overcome. That's what I'm grateful. And there will be blessing of recreation. So I'm grateful for it. For 6 years, this year alone, so many things happened. What about the world mission? You know, missionaries, mission team, you know, traveled to more than a dozen countries. They visited, you know, Russia and other countries. Gil-tae-shik of Daejeon Manmin Church visited Dubai and Pakistan and other countries. Pastor Hee-sun Lee visited Thailand and other countries. And Reverend Myung-ho Chung visited many other countries in Africa. Pastor Soo-jin Lee visited Russia, Israel, and other countries in Africa. In a very short period of time, those pastors visited those countries, many countries. It's not easy to take care of one country, but, you know, this church is taking care of those many countries. And I am so thrilled about it. Accomplishing world mission is done like this. Wherever they go, you know, they manifest the power of God, and you witnessed it on Mami Magazine. AIDS, leper, blindness, deafness, those diseases are to be healed. Those diseases, those prophets couldn't heal. Our, you know, pastors are healing them. AIDS and leprosy, it's not difficult to be healed. The problem is they do not have faith. But once they have faith, it's not difficult to be healed because it is caused by germs. However, the difficult thing is the death of the nerve system. Unless we revive the nerve system, it's hard to heal. Revive the nerve system cannot be done easily. In the mute speaking, in the Old and New Testaments, the prophets couldn't do it. Only our Lord did it. In the New Testament, such great works couldn't be manifested in in the New Testament too. What about reviving degenerated bones? And what about eyes? You gotta know this. There were like more than 20, you know, diseases related to eyes. Some eyes cannot see. They lost eyesight completely. They cannot see. As I experience, you know, these in the processes, you know, I can clearly understand even though I'm not a doctor. You know, without this experience, you know, doctors cannot see what I'm saying. Even though they examined those eyes, I became in a complete, you know, you know, blind, and my optic nerves are getting better and better. Father God is working like this so that, you know, I can understand fully. Not being able to see and making it see things. But it can be done by the power of God. But, you know, usually eyes got worse, right? Nowadays, students and young people, they are losing their eyesight. But, and they don't understand what's happening to them. Our students, I warn you. They got poor eyesight, and you got poor eyesight. But it's completely different. Back then, it was not polluted that much. They got no dirty air. They didn't watch TV much. But nowadays, the whole world is full of pollution, and there are so many dirts in the air, micro dirt, right? And germs floating around. Smartphones and computers, you, you know, use them a lot, and you are losing your eyesight. And the diabetes and high blood pressure, our young students, that's why you are losing your eyesight. Poor eyesight. The computers and PC and smartphone, you use it too much. So your eyesight is getting poorer and poorer. Now, you used to be able to see in elementary school or middle school, but when you go to university, when you go out to the world, you cannot see well. Why don't you understand it? And soon it will be better. Well, eyes don't get better. As time goes by, it gets dimmer and dimmer. So let's say you have like a 20/20 eye vision. And soon, you are like a 30/20. No way. It will get, you know, worse and worse, like, you know, 10/20 or 5/30, 20/40. Or like, you know, well, you, that's okay, I'll put on the glasses. Well, it has limits. If it goes with over the limit, you cannot see. So you shouldn't become like this. And you know what, if you don't see well, you know, it makes your life very difficult. If you don't want to be like this, then you have to cut off those worldly things. Why do you, you know, ruin your good eyesight? Not only eyes. Soon, or from time to time, and about eyes and ears, you will receive my prayer. But you know, you have to wait for the summer retreat or the leadership conference, group leaders conference, right? You have to wait for special events like my birthday party. You have to wait for the special event to receive my prayer. You have to prepare yourself well and receive my prayer, right? And that you are at ease? No way. Before it happens, you have to save your eyes. Your eyes are dying, so you have to save them. You have to make it revive, make them revive, right? Our grown-ups, those with poor eyesight, when you put on the glasses, it goes worse, and the eye vision goes poor and poor, right? And what happens? It's not like the days before. in the old days, you know, they got no, you know, micro dirt in the air, but nowadays this air is full of germs and viruses. And you are suffer from diabetes and high blood pressure and all other kinds of diseases. So it, you know, those make you lose your eyesight and then have poor eye vision. When it goes worse and worse, then you eventually cannot see, and you know your eye vision cannot be, you know, examined. Then you will become blind. But it's not complete blindness. To be completely, you know, blind, the optic nerve should die. If your optic nerve dies, then you cannot see well. You cannot see nothing. Before it happens, you have to be careful. And, you know, you become blind once your optic nerve dies. You cannot see anything. You cannot see your wife or husband or your parents. When eyes go like this, when you lose your eye vision, eyesight, then the light cannot come into your light. When it doesn't happen, it's complete blindness. Before it happens, by all means, you have to do well and revive them. But it cannot be done by medical science to save them. I mean, it cannot be done by worldly method. It goes worse and worse. What should you do? There are a couple of things to do to have your eyesight back, or to make it better. You know, even though I don't mention it. Let's say you gradually have, you know, poor eye vision, right? But people don't realize it. They befriend the world and see those worldly things. They don't realize whether, you know, they are getting poor eye vision. And the parents should take care of them, so teach them not to have poor eyesight. It's not like before. It's not like, you know, a couple of years before. Think about pollution. A couple of years ago, we could see a good, clear sky during the day and night. However, nowadays, it's not easy to see clear moon and stars. It's like that. I know many things that you don't know. Say, with my hands and legs stretched out, I can lie down on the surface of the water. And I can even read books on the surface. I can even sit down. I can even walk inside the water, floating around. It happened quite a long time ago. Father God told me to lie down in the water. And I started to lie down. I think you watched it on Mommy Magazine. And, you know, I was lying on the Pacific Ocean. My hands and feet were outside, over the surface of the water. And now I can sit down. And I can take a rest in the water. I can even sleep. I tested it myself. Actually, I lied down and then slept and sat down. There are waves, right? In the ocean. It doesn't matter. Because I can float over. So when tides come, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. I, you know, float around and I can, right there. I was told that, you know, look at that, the hands and legs. You know, I could float around like that for over hours. Such things, you haven't, I mean, you didn't, many of you didn't see it, but you know, those were new. And there are many elders who don't know about this. I swam after the Hawaiian crusade. And it was not the beach. You know, I mean, you know, everybody can jump into. Even though there are no people, you know, I jumped into the water, the sea, into this beach. And I didn't know about the status of the beach, but I went in. And there was a, it goes in deeper and deeper. It was like a sea cliff. I didn't know about it. I went in without knowing it. And Elder Edward Lee followed me. It was the Pacific Ocean. He followed me. And I realized that it was so deep. And I was like walking. Well, Elder Lee followed me without knowing it. Deep. I looked back and he was following me. And I said, Elder Lee, it's deep. How could walk? And without knowing it, he followed me walking. And he was able to walk. Such interesting happened in the past. By faith, he walked. Just like in a Peter, you know, who walked on the surface of the water. You know, I walked inside the water, submerged half, and the Elder Lee didn't know how to swim, but he followed me, even though it was deep. He never learned how to swim. We know that the animal, by the oyster, but without learning swimming, you know, he can swim now like an oyster. So I'm reminded of Apostle Peter when you know, he was not afraid when the Lord told him to walk, and he walked. Elder Lee followed me. And he was able to walk. I'm not talking about walking on the surface of the water. Our body was like submerged in the water, like all the way half. Can you believe? It's true. It happened quite a long time ago. And I could sit down, I could walk, I could lie down. I did all those things. Long time ago. When there was a Wasui water, I did that too. In other area. In the city of Bugok, after the conference, I was swimming. Soon I got moved in my heart. Suddenly I could float on the water. In my heart. I can float? So I did it. My body could float on the water. I was so happy. Those in the pastures were playing the volleyball on the third day. So I told them, I'm floating. They didn't even listen. They were just playing their own. They didn't listen. They didn't believe what I'm saying. You know, I played myself back then. I did it by faith, but and since then, you know, when there was a summer retreats or for young people, I showed example that, you know, I could float. You can do that too. And from time to time, you know, some people float around. It cannot be done without faith. I think it was city of Yeosu. And when I was delivering the message about faith, there were people, after listening to the message, you know, many people floated. Where is Elder Lee? Elder Boaz Lee? Where are you? Do you remember? Raise your hand if you can remember. Put down. Nowadays, not many male members can float. When there is a chance, then please flow around by faith. You can do that. You can do it. Without faith, even if you can swim, you cannot float. I asked those, you know, people who are good at swimming, asked them to do it, but they couldn't do it. So, worldly people cannot understand this, cannot believe it. But I manifest the power of God, the works of God's power. Signs and wonders and power of God, adjusting temperature, stopping the moon, stopping the hurricane and typhoon, let it disappear. Those things I have manifested. But was it altered? Or is it, are they lies? You know they are not lies. During his ministry, he had no place to lay his head, and he was hungry. Since he redeemed us from poverty by living a poor life like this, we could become rich. Furthermore, as he was scourged and wounded, he redeemed us from diseases and infirmities. We consider it great that someone gives his own family member his organ, such as a kidney, for transplant. Jesus paid the price of justice to the point of his precious flesh torn apart and his blood shed to help us a healthy life. How can he not answer when his children ask for healing of their diseases or infirmities? He will not say, diseases are due to your sin and you deserve the pain, you need to suffer. When a child suffers from high fever, how will her parents feel? They will be so sorry. They would wish to suffer instead of child if they would. With such a heart, our Lord leads his children to healing. Brothers and sisters, to be forgiven of sin and to receive answers for what is desired, the price of justice should be paid. To reap, you must certainly sow. This is the law of the spiritual realm. Unfortunately, however, many people misunderstand God regarding this. They often say, I heard God is the God of love. But whenever I ask for something, I have to pay the price for whatever I ask. Isn't that being kind of cold-hearted? But what is it that we learn tonight? Before we are asked of the price, God the Father and the Lord pay the price more than enough for us. Our Jesus came to this earth as the light, and He clearly cast the light upon sin. This week, in many places, you know, I gave help. From a feast of spirit, I spent a lot. And there were like many teams invited and were invited to prayer house. I think many of you are curious. Well, senior pastor is not paid by the church and he does not request for money, but how could he give so many offerings and give, you know, help to many people? How could he do that? A leader asked me, I mean, how do you manage them? How could you do that? He was curious. Well, it's the same. When I walked, Elder Edward Lee followed me. Without fear, he was able to walk. By faith, he followed me. And I said, it's deep. But he already followed me. So without fear, he just walked freely without fear. You gotta know this principle. The same goes for blessing of finance. If you have faith, you can reap as much as you sow. And it must be for goodness. Is it for something that Father God is pleased with or not? If it is for evil, if it is for evil, then Father God has nothing to do with it. But it is for goodness, it is to glorify God, then Father God will let you reap as you sow. Much more than that. For 34 years, I have watched you. And I have taught you many times. But your faith was not good enough to obey. Even though you can walk, you couldn't walk. You saw me doing it. Okay, I can do it too. By faith, you could do it. When you thought like that. Just like that, you can reap as much as you sow, or 30, 60, 100 times more. If you believe it, you can reap. But there are conditions, though. It should not be for greed or, you know, evil. Otherwise, you know, Father God will not help you. You reap what you sow. This is the law of the spiritual realm. If you follow it and, you know, give offerings or sow it by faith, for goodness, for Father God's kingdom, then Father God will surely bless you. And you can, you know, receive abundant in blessing. Our financial blessing, our financial department, they should know. To receive blessing, financial blessing, you have to make it work. Don't receive it as knowledge. You have to put it into practice by faith. What you hear. Father God's word is so true and it will be done according to your faith. But financial department couldn't do it. So, Elder Vane or Elder Lee, I asked them, how could they, you know, have such faith? Once they have such faith, the Father God will bless them. But they don't have such faith, though. Even though it's not easy, even though it's not difficult. I delivered messages on chapter of blessing. If you kept it, then you, most of you, would receive blessing. I taught you, but you didn't receive it by faith. Even if you listen, if it doesn't faith, it doesn't become faith to you, then you, if you don't obey it, you don't receive blessing. Or if you have like greed or self, the idea of self-seeking your own benefit, it does not work. You gotta have a heart of goodness. The heart that resembles Father God's heart. The heart that Father God is pleased with. You have to do by faith with that. If you read the chapter 28 of Deuteronomy and in the Levite, then you'll be done according to your faith as written in the Bible. Church finance will be blessed a lot more. And to make it happen, you've got to know this justice and how to receive even greater blessing from Father God and accomplish the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. But without knowing it, just saying, you know, I believe it, it should not work. You've got to go into deeper level of spirit. You've got to have such faith. Inside the church, there are many people who give offerings a lot. You know, I look at them carefully. You know, they do it without any self-greed. You know, they sow for Father God's kingdom, and they surely receive blessing. Our Jesus came to this earth as the light and clearly cast the light upon sin. He didn't stop there. He drove out the darkness with His light and showed the love of God the Father. On behalf of us, He gave up His own body. To the point of sacrificing His precious life, He paid the price for us. He did it just as a shining candle brightens the darkness by burning itself. Thanks to Jesus, we came to understand the love of the Father God. He didn't judge and condemn us by the law. Instead, He Himself bore our weakness and helped us to understand the promise of the law, the deep love of God the Father, who desires to receive salvation and blessing. To fulfill the law with love, secondly, Jesus kept the commandments Himself. On Sunday, Christmas, I will continue to explain this. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, until I was led by my sister to God, my life was completely dark, without light. The pain, poverty, and loneliness during my 7-year-long sickness was felt like going through a biting cold winter night without a stove. In the winter, you know, I lived in a cold room. In the middle school, it was cold room without a stove. I spent in the cold winter days like that. In high school days, you know, I put, you know, briquettes, but I used only one briquette a day. So it was still cold. But it was even a little, even a little bit better than not having a briquette. Nowadays, the temperature inside is like 18, 20. Even though it is 18, they need the warm mat, electronic mat. Without it, they say that they feel cold. It's been, I've never used such a mat, mattress, electronic mattress. Well, do you know how to use that kind of mattress? Well, I like it cold, but I've never used it before. Never. Without a stove, I When I was in such a situation, the Lord came to me. Since then, my life has completely changed. True happiness and peace surrounded me. I felt as if I were in a warm, cozy room with Christmas tree lights flashing, as wood inside the fireplace makes a cracking noise. It was all because the Lord Himself came to this dark world and redeemed me from the suffering of poverty and dreadful punishments. Brothers and sisters, since then, I've lived my life for only one purpose. That is, how can I share this love with others? I would like to unload their burden by any means I can. I must help them know the love of the Father and of the Lord. I've run the course of my life for this idea only. And tonight, I'm standing before you, although it isn't easy to do so. I'm so happy and grateful because I can celebrate Christmas together with you. On this Christmas, I wish you can also share the love of the Lord with others. May you keep on working until the Lord comes back to take us to the beautiful place which is filled with light. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came as the light, I pray. I'll pray. Father God, through this message, let them understand your deep love and the love of the Lord. Let them truly understand how to live their lives. Father God, how to manage their Christian life, how to receive blessing, how to receive blessing. Let them clearly understand and learn it. Nowadays, flu is spreading among students in a very quick manner. Please lay your hands on them and all the flu go away. Let them be cleansed and healed. All diseases and germs go away. The enemy, devil, and Satan go away, and germs and viruses go away. Flu, go away. Go away from all the students and young infants and children and students and old grown-ups. Flu, go away from them. May the light come. The enemy, devil, and Satan go away, and germs and viruses go away. May the light come. Go away. May the light come. Father God, the nose, throat, sore throat, sore eyes, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Be cleansed. May the light come. Father God, lay your hands on them and work on them. Let such a flu cannot spread among our students and protect them, Father. Thank you. Father, thank you. There are prayer requests. Bless Gulnara of Russia to be healed of lung sarcoid. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless Victor of Russia to get visa and passport. Bless Liu Qingsui of Malaysia to be healed of prostatitis and lymphatic tumor. Bless Sun Wenqing so that, you know, the child's lung could grow up well. Bless Tang Ho Wing to be healed of rheumatism. Bless Shun Shuhua so that her husband to quit, you know, gambling. Bless him to quit gambling. Bless in Victory readers and viewers and TBN Russia viewers. Bless them and lay your hands on them, transcending space and time. There are hundreds of prayer requests. Lay your hands on them and give them answer back. Father God, please answer their prayer requests. All diseases and germs and viruses go away. Infirmities go away. Let their faith increase. Let them stand on the rock and come into spirit and whole spirit. Father God, thank you. Let our members can see well, hear well. All cancers and lung diseases go away. May the light come. be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and be cleansed. May the light come. All kinds of germs and viruses go away. May the light come. Father God, please work on them. All internal diseases go away. All internal diseases, skin diseases, go away. May the light come. Father God, let them healthy both in spirit and body. Father God, thank you. Be with us in the second half of this service. Be with us in the second half of this service. Father God, be glorified. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.